Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Governor Cuomo with some startling news about the number of deaths from coronavirus across New York's state now. 29,035 people have died. It's the largest single-day increase since the outbreak started, a gain of nearly 600 deaths in just one day, as you heard from the governor on live coverage last hour. In his daily briefing, Governor Cuomo says he's worried about the rise in cases on Long Island.
Long Island does not have as elaborate a healthcare system as New York City. We don't have the same amount of resources on Long Island, and we see an increase in the number of cases on Long Island, and that has us very concerned.
There are 12,000 cases in Nassau County, 10,000 now in Suffolk of coronavirus. Governor Cuomo says the state does not have enough ventilators and has signed now an executive order allowing the state to take the devices and other personal protective equipment and redistribute that material to other parts of the state in need. The Rockland County executive is demanding a containment zone for eastern Ramapo. It's a developing story, and WCBS reporter Sean Adams has details from the county executive.
Dangerously high rate of coronavirus infection in densely populated eastern Ramapo. Rockland County Executive Ed Day wants Governor Cuomo to declare a containment zone for parts of Muncie and Spring Valley, just like when he sent the National Guard to New Rochelle.
The Guard really did a lot of cleanup. They did a lot of delivery of food. They served as a buffer in the community. I would presume it as part of this we would have efforts to look at stores that really, frankly, need to start handling their intake, much like the thruway handles the people coming off the ramps of cars with metering. You know, if 10 people leave, 10 people can go in. You have to allow for people to have an ability to social separate. I've heard many times that people are not. They go into the store and they're close together on lines. They cannot socially separate.
He says people have to stay away from one another or the curve will continue to rise. Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio, 880.
Help and hardware is coming in, and the parking lot of the Bronx Zoo is now home to a fleet of an additional 250 ambulances that arrived this week to help the city's first responders on the front lines. 500 out-of-state EMTs have been added to the city's ranks. The zoo has been closed since March 16th. Zookeepers remain on site. They're essential workers taking care of the animals until the zoo opens again. Starting today, all New Yorkers, both kids and adults, will have access to three meals a day at more than 400 meal hubs that are run by the Department of Education. Mayor Bill de Blasio on WNYC Radio this morning.
You can get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's all to go. No one's sitting down, obviously. But you can go in there and say, my family needs food. You'll get breakfast, lunch, and dinner for as many people as you indicate you need it for.
No one will be turned away, says the mayor. Vegetarian and halal options are being offered, and those in need can go to nyc.gov, and you can find a site near you. And fire officials on Long Island are seeing a rise in kitchen fires as more people are staying in, cooking at home. WCBS reporter Sophia Hall.
A warning from John Murray, chief fire instructor of the Nassau County Fire Museum. If you are home and cooking up a storm, as many are, be cautious. There has been an increase in kitchen fires, mainly because of ovens not being cleaned in a while. Thankfully, no one has been injured.
One thing to keep in mind when they are cooking on top of the stove, they should keep a pot lid available that's at least the size or larger of the pot they are using. So in the event of a flare-up, they can cover it and turn the heat off, and that will put the fire out. Anything larger than something they contain within the pot, they should leave the house immediately and call 911 once they're outside.
And he says with most ovens, they are easy to clean. You simply press a button and let the machine do the rest. As far as fire extinguishers, make sure you know how to use one, because if used improperly, the fire could actually spread. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio, 880.
Let's head over to the WCBS Weather Center. Bob Larson is joining us this afternoon. Looks like a better weekend, but we got to get through some rain showers today.
And we do, and it's still windy today as well. The rain will be steadiest through the first part of this afternoon, tapering off to a spotty shower or two later. But a high of just 52 with that wind. It feels as if it's about 10 degrees colder, more or less like low 40s. Still going to be a shower this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy today, low 45. Tomorrow, though, brings improvement, won't be as windy, and it'll be turning a little bit milder. Clouds giving way to at least partial sun. Tomorrow's high 56. It's currently 45 at Monticello. It's up to 54 in Jersey City. Still 48 degrees at Midtown with a high of 52.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880, or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.